Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Did you know your calendar age doesn't always match how old your body truly is? It's true. Your biological age, the age of your cells and organs, is actually the top predictor of your risk for serious diseases like heart disease, cancer, dementia, and more. That's why learning your biological age can be truly life-changing, and that's exactly what the True Age Test from True Diagnostic helps you do. It's a simple at-home test, and you can uncover your true biological age and get personalized insights into your true biological age and take control of your health like never before. No doctor visits, no labs, just a quick finger prick from the comfort of your home. This part really inspired me. Up to 90% of biological aging is driven by lifestyle. That means the way we eat, move, sleep, and manage stress plays a massive role in how fast or slow our bodies age. The test itself is super easy. Just a quick, painless finger prick. You send in your sample using a prepaid mailer, and in about 2 to 3 weeks, you get a detailed online report with actionable insights you can use. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to TrueDiagnostic.com and use my code EARLYBREAK to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's TrueDiagnostic.com and use EARLYBREAK at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you. Brewman's is not open today per Phil. I think he told me this has changed. Brewman's told me he's closed today.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I didn't address that with Phil whatsoever. There was so much work and euphoria going on at one time.
Was it packed? Over there.
It was packed, yeah. Phil met us at the door. Yeah, it was.
Did he seriously?
Yeah, it was everything about
big
it.
Big crowd?
Big crowd, and they were at different seating. So like when we got there, we were in the 10 o'clock seating. We had like a brunch, but it was the full turkey dinner. Mm-hmm. And we get there, and there's people lined up to get in. That's a beautiful sight. They were jostling to get inside.
You were in 10 o'clock seating.
Yes, it was awesome.
That's early.
Yeah, it was early. So I was eating turkey by like 10:20. I opened up with the pecan pie. I had the pie first.
I went right
to the dessert bar and had a pie.
Did you seriously?
Yeah, I did, absolutely. I sat down and everybody else started to eat their meal. And I advised everyone to take a small amount the first time, just kind of graze a little bit, then head back. Mm-hmm. The mac and cheese was my favorite, which is crazy.
How was it prepared?
Macaroni, and then there was a cheese with it. I don't know what else there is to tell you that.
What made it special?
I don't know. It was like oregano on it. I don't know if there's any oregano.
I'm not sure if there's any oregano.
It was just mac and cheese. It was good. That's all.
Do have good mac cheese.
I've never had anyone say like that. Well, did you have it this style or this style or this style?
There's different styles.
It had macaroni and cheese.
I'll give you an example. Like the consistency. Sometimes it's kind of soupy. Sometimes it's really sticky.
Yeah, that's true.
And there's in between.
This is in between.
That's good.
Yes.
Ruhlman Steakhouse, Highway 6 in Ashland. See Phil and the team tomorrow. They close today. Open back tomorrow on Sunday and then, on the next week as well. Ruhlman Steakhouse, Highway 6 in Ashland. Now, it is time. You teased this on Monday. You had a great Aging Gracefully.
Oh, God, yes.
Sponsored by our good friends at Treads, Central Tire Pros, the Palace of Tires, just south of Corona, Highway 77. Go see them and visit yournexttire.com. Sip, what do you have today for Aging Gracefully?
Sometimes if you catch some hell, you just have to take the L.
Whoa, that's nice.
Okay, all right. Talk us through this.
On the plane.
What happened? You came back disheveled over this.
Yeah, I took an L on the plane. Yeah. Oh, see you, Joey and Ryan. Joey and Ryan are off.
They're off.
Number 19 with his son who looks like a DB.
The catcher.
Catcher. Yeah, whipping the ball down to second.
Is he a catcher?
Yeah, it's catcher.
What he said,
Dang, I wish I would talk to him about that. I was a catcher. Sometimes when you catch some hell, you got to take an L. Okay, Sean and Robin don't know about this. Well, Sean doesn't know about it for sure. Robin, I'm hoping, doesn't know about it. He never brought it up, so I'm guessing he doesn't know. And I didn't bring it up to them. There was a guy. I was sitting. Okay, this was the flight from Chicago to State College.
Okay.
So I was We were waiting to go, and then the plane started moving. Moving in Chicago, it's a long taxi, right?
Long taxi.
So we're moving towards the runway, and it takes a long time. But I'm almost out. But I got gum in my mouth. Now you guys have seen me do this. I chew gum really obnoxiously, and I apparently I was dozing off, and the guy next to me, who's probably Jake's age, Penn State fan, wearing Penn State garb, hit me on the arm and said, "Can you please chew with your mouth shut?"
He said that to you.
I was half asleep. He made contact with my person. He made contact with my person. Yeah. And that's extreme. That's extreme.
Dream.
Yeah. Now you're in a little jam.
Yeah.
You are. You're in a little, think about it.
Did you, I hope you at least considered a response of, you mean like this? And just kept chewing.
No, I did. Bill, I considered a lot of unfavorable responses. Yes. But this is where Agent Gracely kicks in.
Yeah. There we go.
You cannot do it on a plane because you'll get filmed, and then it's over for you, because
it's true.
Everybody in the world will see it and they'll come to know you as that guy. Yeah. So I wanted to say a zillion things to him. My guess is he saw my bag, my ticket bag, and saw I was from Lincoln. And took his shot.
I think you're right.
Took his shot at a Nebraska
fan.
Yeah,
that had been a Penn State person, no chance.
You think he was my age, too, you said?
Yeah. No, what I'm saying is he was a Penn State guy, and he saw my bag.
If you had a Joe Paterno bag,
right.
That wasn't happening.
No, that's my guess.
Yeah, no chance.
So I had to, like, just bite my tongue the whole time. Even when I got out of the plane, I wanted to say something.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple, 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Listen, I know it's hard to eat healthy and commit to that, especially during the holiday season, and it's hard to do it because you're giving up on flavor and fun. Well, good news. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit as nature intended. For you calorie counters, only 80 calories per cup. They're a great source of fiber. And these raspberries really bring bright flavor and vibrant color to make every dish feel special. You can keep a bag in the freezers. You can add a pop of flavor and feel good nutrition anytime. By the way, this is available at Costco, Kroger, Meijer, and Winco Foods. You want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org, that's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine. That's redraz.org, redraz.org. And remember, look for Product of the U.S. on the bag. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
You want a stick of gum?
A-hole.
You
should
have.
You should have done
A-hole.
It. You missed out a chance.
But I didn't. Because he looked like the type that was would have made a thing of it.
Yeah.
He did.
I'm just telling you, it would have taken me a lot for me to say something, for me not to say something back. Almost impossible.
Right.
Also, it would have taken a lot for me, no matter what. I'd keep going, okay, this is super annoying how this person's chewing their gum. I'm just going to put my headphone. It would have taken a lot for me to say, chew your gum different.
This is where I kind of take the L. I am really obnoxious.
Who's that? I don't know. We'll see. But I'll open the door in a second.
Hi, guys. The way I chew gum is really obnoxious. So I get it to a certain extent. But yeah, the guy was pretty obnoxious, and I wasn't gonna mess with it. Like, I didn't want to get in a tiff.
Breakers outside. People are firing up.
Yeah, we got
fired up. Yeah,
I just don't. I just don't recognize it.
Yeah,
I can't tell. It's so dark.
Best part is they kind of look at us like we should know them.
Right.
We can't. The glare. You can't see anybody.
Yeah, well, the glare and the fact that he's got like a coat on
and a hat
and his sunglasses.
Yeah.
So he could rob a bank, you wouldn't know who he is. But anyway, that.
And we've had a bank robbery. We've seen one of them.
We did.
Just a block down.
Right over there.
Over there.
No, so I didn't say anything. I didn't. I was embarrassed. I didn't want Sean to know. I don't think Rob. Okay, Sean didn't know because I saw Sean. He had his headphones on and he was almost asleep himself. I looked immediately to see, oh, God, because Sean would have been embarrassed, I think.
I don't think so.
You know,
I wouldn't know. I would not be
embarrassed.
You wouldn't
have been embarrassed
for me? The guy came
I'd have been more
you.
Like him, like, because you chew gum.
Dang, you're a good friend.
When you say obnoxious, it's not really obnoxious. It's a different style of gum chewing, but it's not. It's
just different.
It's a style.
I tell the guy, put your headphones in and just shut up.
I mean, I've never once just seen his style.
No, I wasn't doing
no,
that.
No, that's what I mean. So I think the guy wanted to take a shot. He saw you're from Nebraska. Wanted to come at you.
Yeah. He came at me.
How many people don't have headphones on the plane? It's like
very minimal. Well, I did, too. That's the other thing.
So he could hear you through the headphones? He's got some bad headphones then.
So, this just makes me feel better, actually.
I at least, at the very least, would be like, oh, God, I'm sorry. I'm taking my gum or something. Then it's waited about a half hour later in the flight. And like, hey, would you breathe different? I'd say something. Hey, real quick.
Your breathing cadence is throwing me off.
Well, there's a lot I want to say.
Breathe
just
better.
I just bit my tongue.
I'd want to do that.
Yeah, I bit it. So that's it. I felt terrible. I didn't want Robin and Sean to be embarrassed. Maybe they wouldn't have been embarrassed. Maybe they would have said what you're saying.
Yeah, I think most people would take our side on this one.
Okay.
We're not on the other guy's side at all. That's a bad thing to do by him.
I thought so.
That's very hoity-toity.
Yeah.
And just dumb.
Yeah, I thought so. And I just chalked it up to fandom. It just probably like this was going to he was going to get his shot in.
Yeah, we
did.
Yeah.
Tell his boys there's
a pretty
Nebraska.
Weak shot though. He did not win this.
Thank you, Steve.
What was the headline
Thank
again,
you for
though?
Defending me.
Yes.
The headlines end up being inaccurate, I guess. Sometimes when you catch some hell, you just got to take the L. I took the L.
That guy had the L.
I was just like, I'm not going to make
it. I consider us straight as if brothers would be, where we will take shots at each other in the room. If someone from outside takes one at one of us, no.
We're throwing hands.
This is great.
I really appreciate this. How about that Sipple? What are you talking about, Sipple? Yeah. He's awesome. Jake sometimes he's awesome.
You're
So now inside the building, inside this room, we're going to take some shots.
Shots are taking a little rough.
Shots are taking a little rough in here, but it's not. Someone from the outside fires one across the bow. You're in for a fight.
Wow, this was awesome. Thank you, guys.
I feel a brotherhood that is coming together.
Yeah, I do too. Straight up defending me.
Yeah, the stool.
If we were on that plane, that guy would have had a bad time.
Yeah you would have got
but
it.
You know what? If you'd have told me he'd been in front of me, I'd have kicked his seat the whole time. I'd kept kicking it.
What's more annoying, that gum?
Was that bother you?
Hey, I'm gonna tell you something. You wouldn't have liked him. I could tell. You wouldn't have liked him.
Pompous fella.
Yeah.
Great. That is Aging Gracefully. Welcome back. Jeff Essick from Farrell's with us in Song of the Day next, an early break of the ticket.